here in Dallas, Texas for the national championship game between the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Oregon Ducks. The first true national championship game, and one of the guys who claims that he was the guy who put this all together to get this playoff started is joining me right now, Larry Culpepper.
Right.
Dr. Pepper, you put this thing together, didn't you, Larry?
Well, it was my idea. Some other people happen to have the same idea, but I think I came up with it first. You know,
where did you? I saw that napkin you had, and you drew that intricate plan up of where'd that come from?
Well, I was in the concession office, and that came to me in a fever dream, and it just this thing, it was like hieroglyphs, and I didn't really know what it was, and I just wrote it down, and then there it was, the bracket. The playoff bracket. Can you believe that?
Your phone's ringing. Do you need to get that? Might that be headquarters for Dr. Pepper?
I think it's Sting calling me.
Oh, really? You were hanging with him?
It's either Sting or Condoleezza Rice wanting to hang out, but it'll be okay.
Okay, we'll let it go. So has this thing come to fruition the way that you dreamed it?
Yeah, pretty crazy, man. I mean, I'm a little nervous. You know, you got before game jitters. I think it's all going to come out, you know, like you hoped it would. Amazing. The games were a couple weeks ago were games, you know. And it's like, you're playing, it's a game, so you're playing on the field, and the winners are the real winners, you know. It's like, you know, number one, you know. It's like Banana State was overrated, right? So they got knocked out.
Right.
You know, you don't want a computer telling you, you know, you're number three, you're number four. I mean, Kenny, would you like somebody to tell you, computer say, Kenny, you're number 24? It would hurt you, wouldn't it?
It really would, yeah.
You're getting a little teary-eyed.
It's like that would really hurt my feelings.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't feel like I'm worth anything.
Right. So the games are going to be determined by hard drives down the field, not hard drives on a computer.
You just did
huh?
that.
That's
blew
like poetry.
Me away.
Why don't you write that down?
That was Yoda-esque.
You can use that.
Are you the Yoda of college football? I mean, this was your idea, so can we reference you in that way? And Dr. Pepper, if that's the case, Dr. Pepper needs to give you a raise.
I'd like to say that Yoda is the Larry Culpepper of the Star Wars trilogy.
Really?
You know?
Okay.
I mean, just as a compliment to him.
Sure.
Know, I don't want to, you know, take anything from Yoda. No.
Have Mark Helfrich or Urban Meyer reached out to you for any ideas on how to beat one another? Because I know you're deep-rooted in college football.
I am.
Go way back. You're one of the experts, original experts.
Yeah, don't tell anybody this, but we got together in a little sweat lodge I made in my van, and we talked, you know. We talked and spiritually mingled our sweat, and they reached out. I can't really tell you what I told them. But what I told them is this, you know, they were like, who's going to win the game? And I'm like, hey, man, it's simple. The team that gets the most points wins the game.
I mean, every time, right?
Every time. And then you got all these newscasters and analysts going, well, who's going to win the game? I think this guy's going to win the game. No. It's the team that puts the most points on the scoreboard wins the game. I mean, Kenny, you know that's true.
Oh, it is. I there's no way of arguing that in a court of law or anywhere. I couldn't argue that.
Right.
You're with Dr. Pepper. You're selling Dr. Pepper at the games, but yet you're on the sidelines. You're talking to reporters. You're talking to cheerleaders. You're talking to coaches. How do you keep that all together and still do your job?
I was thinking about cloning myself, but I just thought, no, that'd be too expensive, and some people would just not like that. I consider myself a citizen of the world. I consider myself a super vendor. You know, Sting and I were talking about this. He's a super rock star. I'm a super vendor. So it's my service. It's what I was put on the planet to do. You know, that's what I do. I keep people focused and refreshed by serving them Dr. Pepper.
Right.
And then, football's in my blood, man. I got to, not only do I, I keep the beverage Dr. Pepper flowing, I keep the knowledge and the sense of the game, you know, keeping them in the game. That's what it's all about.
How did you get to this point? Did you have to climb the ladder to get here, or were you just like LeBron James, just born this way?
Well, I think it has to do with genetics, you know. I come from a Kearney family, but
How has that been a positive for you?
Positive? Well, you know, you meet a lot of freaks, you know, and you're not scared of big crowds, you know. You learn how to yell very loud over people, you know, things like that. Hawkers. I don't really like to call them hawkers.
Right.
My grandfather was a great hawker. I think he's in the Hawker Hall of Fame. And he could scream. You could hear him 2 miles away.
Really?
Yeah. And he was selling milk. I don't understand what that was all about, but he was selling milk. I think I was born. I was born to do this, you know, and that's a good feeling. I mean, Kenny, you're born to do this, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you feel good about yourself, not like those computers you were talking about before. Like
those computers. Yeah, those computers. Coming at us all over the place, people on their iPads and their PDAs and their, I shouldn't have said iPad, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got
those
it.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. They're nice. I mean, you know, I like them. They serve a purpose.
But they not the purpose that you serve.
No, they shouldn't serve. They shouldn't figure out who's the national champion, you know.
Yeah.
This is amazing, man. It's a game. It's supposed to be played on the field, and it's great. It should be played out in somebody's, computer.
I saw the trophy, and I saw the, you were close to that thing, and the selfie that you took and everything like that.
Yeah.
There were fingerprints on it. Were those yours? Or I mean, because nobody's supposed to touch that thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure they might be mine. I'm not really sure. This is going to be a big adjustment for Trophy and me, because she's going off to some...
Right.
University's going off to college, you know, for the first time, and she's going to be touched, you know, and somebody's probably going to scrawl their name in her or something, and it's just like, what? I don't, just let me keep her in my van with me, you know, and I'll drive her to the university. I'll let people look through the window at her, you know, just, I don't, I'm just scared, Kenny. It's going to be... It's going to be the empty lair syndrome for me, you know. I don't.
I feel your pain.
Do you have offspring?
My son's a senior in college, and when he went away to college, I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I don't know. Maybe me and Condoleezza will probably talk about that, you know.
You can just reach out to her, though. That's always nice.
Yeah. We can talk about Stanford program, football program. Maybe talk about Cold War relations. I don't know, you know.
The one thing that I've noticed, too, because superstars like yourself,
yeah,
there's always a catchphrase. Where did you come up with Dr. Pepper here? I mean, that's caught on everywhere. Everybody's I walked down the hall here, and they're, Dr. Pepper here. You know, it's like, wow. And then we heard you were coming. I'm like, I got to ask him where that catchphrase came from.
Well, okay. It's a simple thing. I carry the Dr. Pepper in my rack.
Right.
My rack is in that little case over there.
Yeah,
secret
I see
case.
That.
You need
Can
code.
I get a picture of that later, or is that off limits?
I don't know. I have to talk to the NSA about that. But okay. Yeah, probably. Probably.
All right.
You know, we'll get it set up for you, Kenny.
All right.
I might even let you wear it.
Really?
Yeah. Try on the rack. So I have the Dr. Pepper here.
Right. In front
of you. And so I say to people, you know, wondering, they're looking at me, and I'm going, ice cold Dr. Pepper here. I don't say it like that. Ice cold Dr. Pepper here. That's what I say, you know. So it's like, oh, okay, that guy has ice cold Dr. Pepper here. Maybe I'll go get it, or maybe he'll bring it to me. See that? See how that works?
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Again, my mind's blown. Second time today, and we've only met and talked for 8 minutes.
8 minutes, yeah. So it's, I don't know, things just come to me, you know, kind of like... wisdom, little drops of rain, you know.
Yeah, amazing. Larry Culpepper, it's been an honor.
Kenny.
Thank you for putting together the college football playoff system. It's finally, like you said, going to be determined on the field between Ohio State and Oregon.
Yeah, the O's, man. The O's. It's going to be great. It's going to be, you know what it is?
What?
It's going to be the difference between, like last year they said, okay, the number one team is, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you go, oh, yeah. This year, number one team's going to be decided, and you're going to be going, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I saw what you did there.
Yeah. Maybe you should write that one down, too.
I will. Well, I got it on tape, but I'll write it down.
All right.
Larry Culpepper and
Kenny,
honor.
Is great, man.
Thank you so much.
You bet.